And it just popped into my head what her motivation for Wednesday would be.
Tell me.
So let's say you have small children. Let's say they're like 4 and 6 years old.
Okay.
And you leave on a Wednesday to go out of the country for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then they just go back to dad's for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then to mom again.
It's your week again.
It's really easy to say, oh, they're so tired. Can you just leave them here and spend those 2 days? Because they're little. And to send them to dad's for 2 days and then have to send them back to mom's, that's just too much. So
now she has 3 weeks. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the mentality is I'll somehow convince him to let me have those days on either end because the children, we don't want to stress them out and have all these back and forths that don't make any sense. So she'll basically have them Saturday to Saturday for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Which she was supposed to be punished for a week and now she's getting more time. Hey, this is Diane Dirks.
And I'm Rick Voiles.
We've been working with co-parents in conflict for more than 2 decades. We've taught classes, written books, counseled parents, empathized, and agonized a few times to help people make sense of their complicated families.
We were talking one day, and it occurred to us that helping the most difficult cases comes down to one simple concept. Is one parent willing to let go of the tug-of-war rope, or is it worth it to hold on and fight?
So we invite you to take this journey with us each episode as we tackle the questions, should you hold on or let it go? Welcome to Co-Parent Dilemmas, where we give you practical solutions to those impossible co-parents. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Diane.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes.
Good.
Doing good. Very well.
That was very emphatic.
Yeah.
I'm doing
well. Why not?
Why not? Yes. It's springtime.
It is.
It's great.
I don't know about you, but spring brings about a different perspective of my garage. It's like I've got to straighten this place up.
No. Spring for us here on the island is spring break weeks.
Ooh.
That happen for about a month because every college and high school and, you know, has spring break different times throughout March and April. So I was on the beach over the weekend and it was a little bit crazy.
Mm.
And then these boys, these college boys sat right behind my girlfriend and I as we were sitting on the beach and started playing loud music. And I'm thinking, earbuds, dudes, earbuds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to hear your music. What if I don't like it? You know, we can now put those things in our ears and listen to whatever we want. I prefer to listen to the ocean waves when I'm on the beach, you know. So it was annoying and I left the beach. So it's that time of year for me that we get inundated with lots of young adults.
Which yes.
Who I love. I love young adults, but not when they're drinking.
And loud music behind me. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So we have an email from Carlos. And it is another episode on parenting plan disasters.
You like that too much.
I do. But there are other elements to this as well that we can talk about. But with summer coming and parents discussing summer schedules, and I know some people have in their parenting plans that by April 1st, you have to let me know what your weeks are going to be or when your vacation time is, or some of that is happening. Other people go into a week on, week off mode in the summer so they can share time with the kids. So kind of creative ways that people do a summer schedule. Carlos outlines something very, I think, confusing.
Yeah.
They have week on, week off, but they couldn't just leave it at that. And again, once again, we talk about importance of detail, but maybe the wrong kind of detail that trips people up. So why don't you read his email to us, Rick?
Sure. Our parenting plan states that we share every other week, Saturday to Saturday in the summer this year, starting June 1st through August 3rd. Then we will return to our regular schedule of me having every other weekend, Thursday through Monday during the school year. In even years, I get the first summer week, and in odd years, she gets the first summer week, regardless of who has the weekend before the summer schedule starts. It also states that we each have the option to take a 2-week period in the summer if we want to go out of the country. But if either of us do that, we will forfeit one of our summer weeks and must inform the other parent by April 1st. She just emailed me saying that she is taking 2 weeks during Wednesday, July 3rd through July 17th, which is right in the middle of my week. I told her she can't do that because our weeks start and end on Saturday. But she says the parenting plan allows it. Why does she need to make this complicated? Every time I think we have things figured out, she does something like this. Should I just give in?
Okay. Let's summarize, because that was a lot.
It is. It is.
So it started out fairly simple. So starting June 1st and ending on August 3rd, that June 1st is a Saturday this year. They move into this summer schedule of week on, week off. And if it's an even year, he gets the first week. If it's an odd year, she gets the first week. So presumably he gets June 1st, and then they alternate after that. Doesn't matter who had the weekend before summer. Or
regardless.
After summer.
Yep.
This summer schedule trumps. Okay. That seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
The date is set. The dates are set. Mm-hmm. Who's doing what, when? Saturday, I hope someone in their plan, they say Saturday at what time and where exchanges are and all that.
And that's kind of standard for a parenting plan. So nothing unusual there. Okay.
But then they have this option.
Yes.
Anytime I hear the word option in a parenting plan, I'm thinking, oh, uh-oh, here we go. What is
right?
Because one parent is always going to opt in.
Uh-huh. It may be every year. Right. Yes.
And I don't know what the discussion was around this. You know, maybe one or both of them have family in a different country. Let's say Carlos is kind of a, you know, Latin American name. So maybe he has family in another country. She does too. So the court recognizes, or the mediator, whoever puts this together, recognizes they may need more than 1 week if they're going to travel out of the country, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't mean they'll go out of the country every summer. But if they want to, they want the option of having 2 weeks to do that. And if someone says, I want 2 weeks, they may have to forfeit a week to keep the schedule going appropriately, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. That makes sense. However, it didn't say they had to choose a week starting on Saturday and ending on Saturday.
It did not.
And just a couple of episodes ago, we talked about these kinds of parents who, if it doesn't say so in the parenting plan, I get to do it because the negative isn't addressed, right?
Right.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about someone wanting to do, you know, if you don't pick your kids up by 5, that means you don't get the kids at all.
Right.
Even though the parenting plan doesn't say that, I'm going to assume that that's the alternative rule that's unspoken, unwritten. And that's kind of what this mom is doing. She's saying, well, I want to go Wednesday to Wednesday. And I don't know why she would do that, but you might look at the calendar and it might give her an advantage of some sort, depending on how the calendar goes.
Sure. Right. Sure.
And that's just making Carlos all upset, because why can't she just follow the rules? You know, it's assumed that weeks would start on Saturday and end on Saturday. Now she's just throwing this giant monkey wrench into the whole summer. And when the Wednesday she's taking is right in the middle of the week that I have assigned to me.
Yes.
So how, and then when she comes back, it sounds like that's going to be her week or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just, ugh. So first question is, what would be better language than this?
Well, the first thing that pops into my mind is I would have made the summer schedule 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Exactly.
Because this whole forfeit a week thing is really concerning to me here.
Me
who,
too.
Who has to forfeit the week? The one who didn't go out of the country?
the one who is going out of the country, I think, is the one who ends up having to, if you're going to change the schedule like that, then you're going to forfeit one of your weeks.
But how is that going to work? I mean, I have every other week. So one of the weeks I'm going on vacation is mine. The other week I'm going on vacation is yours. When
I'm
I'm
looking at the schedule right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the calendar right now. So June 1st is on a Saturday. So let's say that's his week. The 8th is mom's. And she wants to go on the 10th of July. That's right in the middle of his week. Then the next week would be her week. Then the next week is right in the middle of his week again. So he will get July 8th and 9th, and then July 24th, 25th, 26th, and she gets them back on the 27th.
So,
and then she has the last week till the 3rd. So that would give her more time if she did that.
So
either one of them takes 2 weeks, that gives them more time. So they have to forfeit a week. But how do they forfeit the week? And when do they do it?
Right. Is it the very next week, or
apparently it doesn't say, which is a really bad idea.
It is. It's yes. Somebody did not think this through by doing what you just did. You looked at a calendar.
So in essence, as I'm looking at this calendar, the person who if it's an even year, you get the first week, you get more weeks than the other parent. But then next year, the other parent gets more weeks than you. But if you throw this 2 week thing in the middle of it,
oh my goodness.
It really is. When she does that, she's actually getting as much time or more than he is.
Yes.
Which is why I think they built this, you have to forfeit a week. So the problem with this thing is they didn't say how that forfeiture was going to happen.
Correct. Yes.
Who gets what when?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Why? If 2 weeks are important, why wouldn't they just go 2, 2, 2, 2? There's 8 to 10 weeks in the summer, depending on schools.
I think it's about 8 these days. Yeah. Depends on where you are. Yep.
9 or I don't know. Schools don't cater to divorcing parents' schedules.
And why should they? But that's half the population. I mean, really.
Exactly. So yeah, it would make more sense to just do it that way. Whoever wrote this plan gave these two parents, namely her, a lot of opportunity for conflict.
Definitely. And advantage.
A lot of opportunity for loopholes.
Yes. Now, like you said last time, that last episode, we talked about a parenting plan.
And it just popped into my head what her motivation for Wednesday would be.
Tell me.
So let's say you have small children. Let's say they're 4 and 6 years old.
Okay.
And you leave on a Wednesday to go out of the country for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then they just go back to dad's for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then to mom again.
It's your week again.
It's really easy to say, oh, they're so tired. Can you just leave them here and spend those 2 days? Because they're little. And to send them to dad's for 2 days and then have to send them back to mom's, that's just too much. So
and now she has 3 weeks.
I know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the mentality is, I'll somehow convince him to let me have those days on either end because... Uh-huh. The children, we don't want to stress them out and have all these back and forths that don't make any sense. So show up, basically have them Saturday to Saturday for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Which she was supposed to be punished for a week, and now she's getting more time.
Because who ends up forfeiting a week? And it's the person who doesn't go on an international trip.
And I know we've talked about this recently, but it's worth mentioning again. I think I'm fascinated by the devious mind. And oftentimes, Rick, you talk about your own devious mind. So maybe you can explain this to me.
Okay.
So I'm a non-assuming, kind of honest person who just wants to go along to get along and have no conflict. And the court has approved this plan and I'm all into the plan so that I can know what to expect. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come along.
Yes.
And when you get that plan, do you actually sit down and try to figure out how, even though this is what the court approved, I'm going to see how I can get more? Is that how the devious mind thinks? Or is it just so natural to go to the deviant place that I do it without much thought?
It's a little bit of, if I'm talking about my brain and how my brain works, I would say it's a little bit of each of those. It's, I would describe your, what you just said, not assuming, you know, just taking things at face value. And you're probably more concrete. I know you're more concrete than I am, which makes you more practical than mine.
Right.
So I tend to be in the abstract world and concept world. So when I'm looking at this, I can see the possibilities, but I'm not looking for a way to make your life miserable. I'm looking for a way to get more for me. So more for me and more for my kids. It's not necessarily motivated to hurt you. It's just motivated to put me advantage.
Yourself advantage hurts me.
I know, but it's not
necessary. An afterthought after I yell, then it's an afterthought. Oh, okay.
That's right. Yes. Much like the marriage, I'm not thinking about you much at all. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So yeah, it is part of a natural process, and does it really take the other person into consideration and then ends up hurting them? And if that happens to be the fallout, so be it. If I'm at an advantage. Wow.
Does that come from a fear that I will be taken advantage of? So I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to get my 5 pieces of pie before you take 5 pieces of pie?
I think there's a lot to that. I think everybody thinks that everybody else in the world thinks the way they do. They don't understand that there's several personality types and different people approach things different way, like concrete versus abstract. And they just think everybody thinks this way. So I might as well get mine because you would get yours if it was turned around.
And so is it a trust issue or just clueless?
I probably the more majority of it's clueless, I would say.
So we can't just when Carlos says why, that's why I wanted to talk through this, because one of his questions was, why does she have to make this? What does he say? Why does she need to make this complicated? And I wanted to answer that question. What is the need? I don't think, based on what you said, she's trying to make this complicated.
No.
But his receiving of it feels very complicated.
Yes.
And it's already complex enough, the way this is written. Do we have to make it more complicated by throwing a Wednesday through Wednesday in there? Why would she do that?
It wouldn't surprise me if grandma's birthday falls on the 16th or the 15th. And that's primarily what she was thinking of. 2 weeks, Wednesday to Wednesday. And because it's important to be there with grandma. Instead of doing it the other way around, let's start my 2 weeks the next Saturday. Then I'm sure I'm there with grandma.
Hey, listeners, we've got some exciting news. Starting March 6th, I'll be hosting Hump Day Help every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time via Zoom. Each Wednesday will be focused on a specific topic. The first Wednesdays of the month will focus on parental alienation. The second Wednesdays will focus on parents dealing with false allegations. The third Wednesdays will be about surviving a narcissistic co-parent. And fourth Wednesdays, confronting post-separation control and abuse. You can come to one or all. The only requirement is that you become a Patreon non-impossible VIP. The cost is only $10 a month, but I guarantee you'll get your money's worth out of these support groups. We'll run them through the end of May, and if attendance is constant, we'll continue through the summer. So get started today with Patreon. The link is in the show notes. I like his next sentence. Every time I think we have things figured out, she does something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that was the story of their relationship.
I would say, yeah.
You know, which is why it ended, because he got tired of her doing something like this. So we sound like a broken record, but we said this last week and we'll say it again. You can't get in divorce what you didn't get in marriage. You can't get after the relationship what you didn't get in the relationship. So this is kind of who she is. And you have to just accept that she's going to spice it up when you just want it to be bland.
And like I said, much like it was in our marriage, I'm just not thinking of you. That's probably a lot why he got divorced.
Yeah. So, Carlos, why does she do it? I'm not sure. We just talked about a couple of things. Maybe it's innocent. Maybe this is just how she views the world. And she's going to make sure she gets her pieces of the pie before you get the bulk of the pie. And if you get less than her, then she figures, well, you could have done the same thing.
Yep. Or you will or would have.
That sounds innocent, but it also sounds very selfish.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But, you know, that's who she is.
It takes effort to understand that there are different perspectives. There are different personality types. And to literally put myself in a position to think, okay, you're a concrete thinker and you're looking at it this way and I'm looking at it this way. We're having this argument right now, but wait a minute. I could see how you could come to your conclusion from a concrete way of thinking. That takes an awful lot of work, if not training, to be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and take their thinking into consideration. And I don't think a lot of people want to do that work, let alone know they should be doing that work.
So I think that's actually very profound. I do know there are people who purposely would sit down and out of revenge.
Oh, a narcissist would definitely, yes.
To try to figure out, how can I just circumvent this whole process so that I once again show her who's in charge?
Yes.
Or show him who's in charge. But what you're saying is that there's a lot of people out there who do this very innocently. And when they get called out, they really don't understand why it's a problem.
Right.
And those are just people that are used to making sure they get what they need before someone takes it from me. Okay. I'm glad you shared that. It's not that I didn't know that, but at the same time, I'm uncomfortable knowing that. You know what I mean?
I kind of do.
It feels better to think that the people that do that are just bad people.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That feels better to me because then I can easily categorize.
Yes.
Put all the bad people in one box and put all the good people in the other box. And it's like good and bad.
Yes.
not that I do that. Obviously, I'm a therapist. So, you know, I try to see good in everybody. But when you're talking about co-parenting stuff, it's just easier to categorize. If someone obviously does something that looks selfish or out of order, or is not wanting to follow the plan right away, you think they have these devious motives.
Exactly.
And what you're saying is not always. And she's going to stand there left scratching her head as much as he is.
Yes.
If she were to write to us, she would be saying what? What would her email to us be about this dilemma with Carlos?
I don't know why he can't just let things go. I don't know why he can't see that this just makes sense. He is being unreasonable and trying to block me from having this, whatever she's wanting. Yeah. Yep.
And maybe even use the kids. This will be better for the kids somehow. Mm-hmm. He's so controlling.
Yes.
That he wants to stick to the plan. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Like I said, I know that intuitively. I don't like it.
It's a little bit like the R in Dragon when we talk about reframe. Is there another way to think about this?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that often goes back to the old relationship. Because if I think of him or her as good or good enough, then that kind of negates my reason for leaving them.
Right. Yes.
And that's uncomfortable to think about. I have to think of them in a certain way. They have to be the monster in order for me to be okay with not being in partnership with them anymore.
Yeah, when I'm doing PC and I've got a parent who just won't let go of the anger, there's this pool of anger in their gut that they keep mm-hmm. drawing on and siphoning off, and they won't let the past go. My immediate thought is they have a very weak ego if they have to maintain the existence of this monster.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, right. Their world falls apart.
Right. And, you know, the Auron dragon is not about believing what you're thinking.
No, or accepting
being
it.
It's about being able to see them differently so you can communicate.
Yes.
In a civil way. It's all about the communication, you know, mm-hmm. because we get a lot of feedback from that. Well, but, you know, he abused me in the marriage, so now you're asking me to see him differently. No, that's why you left. Stay firm in that. However, if you keep seeing him as an abuser and that comes out in your communication, it's going to not serve you well or the kids.
Right.
So you have to kind of get in their headspace. What do they need to hear so that we can just keep this civil?
Mm-hmm.
And you change your words. And some people are very uncomfortable doing that because they fear so much that that person will then think, she's okay with me now.
Right. It opens a floodgate.
Yeah,
yes.
He's okay with me now. Well, who cares what they think?
Yeah. No, we're not asking you to approve of their perspective.
No. And who cares whether they think you're okay with them or not? That might amp up their, I've got her in my good graces. Now I can abuse her more. But if you stay strong with your boundaries, you won't have to experience that. So anyway, interesting discussion. Guess I haven't thought about that for a long time, but I appreciate that perspective.
Cool.
That sometimes it's innocent. Or as innocent as it can be. You know.
Right. It to the same degree as a blind spot might be innocent.
Yes. Yeah. You might kill somebody along the way. But
exactly.
Man, I just didn't see it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you think, Rick? Does Carlos need to give in? That's his final question. Should I give in?
Well, this is hard for me because so much of this complication is causing, the parenting plan is causing so much of this complication. It's like, should I give in? If this wasn't confusing and mm-hmm. if it was not perpetrated because whoever wrote this parenting plan didn't take a lot of things into consideration, then I would say, yes, give in. But if I give in, I'm perpetuating a problem that is caused by the parenting plan.
I think you can give in and address it. Obviously, if you know, again, there's so many variables. It depends on how old the children are. And, you know, the children might be extremely excited about this trip and they want to go. They haven't seen their family for a long time. So you don't want to put a big old damper on that. So maybe this year you let it go, but you say to her, I hate how this parenting plan was written
mm-hmm.
because we could put 20 people in a room and probably get 20 different perspectives on what this really means.
What it really means. Right. Yeah.
So it's not written in a way that the average person would go, yeah, here's what it means. So from that perspective, maybe you and I need to negotiate a little bit around it for next year.
I like that. Yes.
This year, I'm okay with this because it's so complicated. Mm-hmm. But maybe, you know, between now and next summer, we need to kind of look at it, sit down and look at the weeks and help it to make a little bit more sense to both of us. That way, he's not accusing her of anything. He's sort of blaming the plan.
Yes.
For why they're both thinking differently about it.
Yeah, I like that. I would give in to this summer. But ask, can I do the same thing next summer? Or can we just go to you get 2 weeks and I get 2 weeks during the summer and negotiate that?
And hopefully she would be okay with it. If it's not innocent, she really is devious. She's not going to want to negotiate anything.
No.
I like the complication. I like the loopholes. I like the openness that allows me to do whatever I want to do and just tell you what right. I'm going to do.
Right. Regardless of how again, you feel.
Carlos, it'll be kind of a test of what her true motivation is. I hope she comes back and says, yeah, you're right. It is kind of complicated. So let's do figure that out so that we're not wasting a lot of precious time negotiating this for next year. You know, I think that would be the smartest thing to do. And let the kids have a great time. It's their summer. Every summer I say this, think back to your childhood about what your favorite summer memory was.
Yeah.
What was happening around you? Maybe it's, you know, splashing around in the waves in the ocean at the beach, or maybe it was, you know, being with grandma and grandpa on the farm, or there, whatever your favorite childhood summer memory is, what is happening around there? And I bet it had nothing to do with which parent you were with.
Yes.
Unless you just had one extremely fun parent and one really boring parent. But regardless, kids make their own fun if you let them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I want you to remember that kids aren't thinking about which parent they're with. They just need the freedom to make fun for themselves in the summer. So just give them that freedom, regardless of which parent they're with.
Yes.
And those will become their good memories. And it really is going to be okay.
You can make it okay. Yes.
You can make it okay for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You might be sad, but you know, we as parents suck it up all the time of things all that we don't like.
Yes.
Part of being a parent. You don't always get what you want.
Yeah. What do you mean there's another Teacher's Day?
Exactly. So, all right. Good question. Thanks, Carlos. And if you have a question or comment for us, please email us at dilemma@cpdilemmas.com or go to our website at cpdilemmas.com and leave us a voicemail. All right, Rick.
Very good. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, before the COVID lockdown, I never thought that I would do online therapy with my clients, but I actually found it to be very satisfying for both of us. BetterHelp is customized online therapy just like that, that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. So join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Co-Parent Dilemma listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/dilemma. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dilemma, DILEMMA. The information contained in this podcast is generic. It must not be misconstrued as constituting legal or psychological advice. Decisions relevant to any specific individual, family system, or case require the direct evaluation of skilled, child-centered professionals.